Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
I feel like this region needs a giant pick-me-up. We're dealing with the coronavirus. No St. Patrick's Day. Tom Brady has left.
No restaurants. Can't get your favorite
meal.
No March Madness.
How long?
No baseball. No
NBA playoffs. NHL playoffs.
NHL playoffs.
No Castig.
There is some breaking news locally, Danielle, with regard to the coronavirus.
Yes, right now, according to Mass General News, being reported by Peter Wilson, that as of this morning, they're treating 5 people in the intensive care unit because of coronavirus.
And where is that? That's
Mass General.
At Mass General, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's getting more serious, folks.
Yeah.
See, you're spreading panic.
Why is she spreading panic?
Because she's like,
that's
the news.
I just want people to be prepared, Wiggy. That's all.
The next tweet under that, Wiggy, from Pete Wilson says, not fizzling out.
Well, don't we know that the more people that take tests, the more positive test results we'll see, right? Mm-hmm. We know that, and now it's just going to, we're going to have to keep track of how many people actually die from it, what the ages are, those type of things. And I think once we get all that information, then we could start, saying, here's what we're finding out.
Here's somebody who wants to fight you in the parking lot, Curtis, with regard to...
All right. I'd love to see that.
We could do that
for the Greg Hill Foundation.
I don't think that does not fall under the social distancing guidelines. So we'll have to delay it until July or August.
I'm going to start benching.
781 text. Please tell Curtis that Tom Brady leaving has absolutely nothing to do with Malcolm Butler and what happened in the Super Bowl.
Tell that to Skip Bayless. He's never been wrong.
Oh, why was that the last straw in your opinion?
Honestly, I totally remove all the BS.
Okay.
If you're Tom
Brady.
Hold on.
Let me remove. How do I remove it?
Get Wiggy out there.
The cameras are back on.
I know, they added about 20 pounds today.
On radio.com. On the radio.com app, you can watch what's going on in the studio here. So I'll remove. What do I do? I'll remove my BS meter. Go ahead. What do you want me to say?
Tom Brady. You are Tom Brady. You have just completed probably your best Super Bowl performance of your lifetime.
Yes.
And your head coach decided, for whatever reason, we don't have to speculate, to not play your best cornerback in that game. In a game in which your defense was being absolutely gashed, a head coach that commonly uses halftime adjustments to fix things, never chose at any point throughout the game to put your best player in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you look back on that, and you worry, and Tom Brady over and over again has said he thinks about the losses more than the wins. The losses sting more than the wins gratify.
Mm-hmm. And I am Tom Brady. Do I know what occurred with Malcolm Butler?
No, you're like Gronk. You have no clue.
Yeah, no clue.
Okay. Well, then, yes.
I didn't even ask.
I guess I would be frustrated. So is your opinion that Tom Brady was never informed by Bill Belichick about what happened with Malcolm Butler?
I mean, if we're to believe Gronk, then no, because no,
Gronk
said, would
Gronk spoke for himself, though. He didn't speak for Brady, right?
Right? But if Brady knew, I would assume he would tell his best friend.
Gronk knew. He
no,
knew.
No, Edelman is his best friend.
Sorry. My point remains.
Alex is his best friend. Edelman is number two.
And you're four.
I'm three.
Okay.
Bestie.
The point remains that if you're Brady, removing all the BS, you blame him for losing you a Super Bowl. That is an indefensible act from your head coach. And Tom Brady, at that point, said, I'm done with dealing with the BS. I want to get a contract.
So Tom Brady was willing to accept any kind of behavior by Malcolm Butler, which may have been a complete negative.
Right, just like with Antonio Brown.
With regard to the whole franchise, to the team.
Right.
To the team.
Just like with Antonio
Brown.
I
thought he was a guy who wasn't willing to accept that kind of thing.
Up until that point, Belichick and Brady have had the similar goal of winning, no matter what else he's got on.
He also seemed to be a guy who was willing to accept any kind of behavior from Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but I don't think
from
that.
From Antonio Brown.
I don't think that Malcolm
Butler. Do you think he changed in that
no,
way?
No, but I don't think the Malcolm Butler thing had anything to do with Brady's decision to not come back.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I think the Malcolm.
Curtis is saying that's it.
I think the Malcolm Butler thing, most players on that team probably knew what happened, right? And here's what I would imagine that probably went down. Most players probably knew what happened, but didn't realize Bill was going to sit him for the whole game.
But, Greg, up until that point, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick had always shared a goal, which was to win. And in that game, Bill Belichick did not do what was in the best interest of his team to win. And that's when Brady said, I'm done with it.
And I don't even know if Bill knew he was going to sit Malcolm Butler for the whole game.
No, I think he probably didn't.
I think something happened. Whatever it was, Bill was upset with it. Maybe.
So at what point do you sort of calibrate Wiggy and say, we're getting absolutely destroyed, let's put him in? Of course he knew he wasn't going to play him.
No. I think he let his ego get in the way of about putting him in. That I agree with. He let his ego get in the way. But I think going into that...
Well, is it ego, or did he think he was doing the right thing?
Well, if he felt like he was going to play...
I mean, we all know what the rumor is. Like, can somebody do a podcast, like a true crime podcast, and figure out what happened, if it's accurate, what happened with Malcolm Butler or not?
Allegedly.
Yeah, but why dress him? If you know you're going to sit this guy, there's no need to even dress him. There's no need to even play him. You'll put something. You know how Bill is. He'd rather put somebody else out there that potentially could make, you know, do something.
Do you really think that Bill is willing to lose a Super Bowl over that?
No, I told you. What I think happened was Bill, in his mind, probably said, all right, I'm upset, and maybe I'm not going to start him. Maybe I'm going to sit him for a half. But he got to a point within that game where he let his ego get in the way and then just didn't play.
You have a half hour at the Super Bowl halftime to change your mind, Wiggy. You have the entire fourth quarter. When you're winning, you come back and you take the lead. And he at no point brought him back in. And that's when Brady said, I'm done.
But I don't think Brady said, I'm done. I think a lot of the guys on that team probably were like, Bill's ego got in the way and didn't allow him to put Malcolm Butler in the game. But then next year, they ultimately went on and won a Super Bowl. So they were able to, you know, kind of put that in the past. They'd probably look and say, hey, we lost this because of Bill's ego.
This is Nick from Dover, Curtis's hometown. Hello. What's up, Nick?
Hey, I just want to say I've been calling in for years now saying that, you know, maybe the Patriots should explore the opportunity of maybe even trading Brady, because not because I didn't love Tom Brady, but because I thought he was on the downward side of his career. We did it with Lawyer Malloy. We did it with all these other players. I have got nothing but grief from all of my friends. Oh, Nick, you're a Tom Brady hater. Well, today, I guess if I am a Tom Brady hater, that makes all of you Patriot haters. So that's what. Hey, guys, thank you for putting me on so quick. Love the show.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. When do you guess that we get the announcement? I mean, is it going to be today? Is it going to be tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if it will be today.
What, do you think the physical thing is holding it up?
Yeah. I don't know, but I can tell you that we're actually number one in Dover, thanks to me. So.
All right, well, let's get to what is trending.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Online ordering from 99restaurants.com is fast, easy, and convenient. With curbside pickup, they'll bring your order right to your car. The 99, always the real deal. Well, happy first day of spring. Good luck on your March Madness brackets. Day one ever. Too bad. So sad.
I guess you can go outside. You're still allowed to do that.
Well, it's raining out there.
I know it's raining, but it's not going to rain forever, Wiggy.
Well, it's going to rain today.
Spring is here. Hope springs. Hope springs eternal.
Oh, let's hope.
I hope that Flavin's going to, is he going to, does he have the poem for opening day ready? Or,
oh, yeah, he's good to go.
I don't think so, right?
I mean, he's not going to be able to deliver the thing till July or August.
He's going to do it from a vacuum-sealed bubble.
He probably needs it. Still no completed contract with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, with ESPN reporting they're still finalizing some language. Pro Football Talk says this morning the issue is the location of the physical and whom the doctor will be. Adam Schefter says that there are no unforeseen problems in Tom Brady's deal ultimately getting done with Tampa Bay. And Schefter also saying an unexpected number of players reportedly reached out to the Bucs to let them know, hey, I'd like to play with Tom Brady there.
He's building a super team.
He is.
We're going to have AB. Gronk's going to come back.
Oh,
everybody wants to go to Tampa
and
Bay.
And Jim Gray's moving to Tampa.
Hey, Tom. Mike Reese says the Pats have placed Thank You Tom billboards at 12 different locations around Boston. It's got a picture of Brady and Reed's greatest of all time.
Well, that'll fix everything, Curtis, right? A billboard? Does that take care of it?
And Tom Brady has bought 12 billboards around Boston, all with just a picture of Malcolm Butler.
Well, why do all that? What's the purpose in that?
So we look good. Don't you get it?
I mean, if you don't think they
appreciate what the guy
did
for the franchise.
Yeah. I understand they do, but then get something done. Like we could do this. You could do this later on when I retire and all that stuff. But while I'm still playing, it's kind of like, really? So now I'm going to tell you how great you. It's like you get a divorce and now you want to tell me how great I am.
Greg, do you want a raise or an Employee of the Month award?
He could get two Employee of the Month awards, Dwight Schrute did. Yes, correct. It's February of last year. Five Patriots have departed for other places within the past 24 hours. Ted Karras, a one-year, $4 million deal with Miami. Elandon Roberts also to Miami. Terms on that deal undisclosed. Danny Shelton to Detroit on a two-year, $8 million deal. Daron Harmon traded to the Lions along with a seventh-round pick in exchange for a fifth-round pick back to New England. That move also clears around $4 million in cap space.
Speaking of Miami, Wiggy, what about the several reports the Patriots may be interested in Josh Rosen? Is that the backup down there?
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't even beat Fitzpatrick for a starting job.
Rosen is Ken's guy. He's been all
you
over
really
that for
want
a
him?
While.
Oh,
yeah.
It don't matter who they put at quarterback.
Doesn't matter?
Unless it's Brady, they're gonna be 6-10.
You're spreading panic, Wiggy.
That's fact.
New England did, however, add defensive tackle Bo Allen, a two-year pact worth up to $8 million. Allen has played 6 years in the league, past two seasons with Tampa. And finally, WrestleMania will go on. It'll be a two-night affair on April 4th and 5th, hosted by Gronk. Gronk said he'll be explaining more this Friday on SmackDown at 8 p.m. A spokesperson for the WWE told ESPN that some of the action is going to take place at their training facility in Orlando, and they'll use multiple other locations for WrestleMania. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
To the place I belong, West Virginia.
Was the only state without a coronavirus case, and they got their first yesterday. What do you think that is? Is it just that there's less people, they live farther apart?
No, that ain't it. That's my wife, that's where she's from, her family, and I've been to West Virginia plenty of times, and there are plenty of people close enough to just that mountain moonshine. They're immune to it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Some in the air.
If moonshine keeps you immune, then a lot of people around here are going to be okay, too, because that's all people are. We talked about it earlier, but you're either during this crisis, when you're self-quarantined, you're either an eater or a drinker or a television watcher or a workout fanatic.
And for alcoholics, it's tough. There's no meetings because you can't congregate. So there's absolutely no meetings.
Well, can't you FaceTime them or something
like that? Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same thing, right?
You don't smell cigarettes and bad coffee.
You don't get every movie where they're going to a meeting, you get like the free donuts and the coffee.
Yep.
Is that the way it goes,
yeah.
Curtis?
Everybody's name is Sully.
This is Joe in the truck. What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
What's going on?
I just wanted to say good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen every morning.
Thank you.
Also wanted to say that I am super happy that Tom Brady is no longer a Patriot because everybody I know is Patriots fans, and I'm a Dolphins fan, and I cannot wait for the Tom Brady jerseys to go on sale so I can proudly wear one everywhere I go.
Amen.
You know, if you want to hear some good news in all this, Greg,
yeah.
I noticed that one strip club in Portland, Oregon is trying to take a unique approach to how they can get the ladies to work, and the strippers are going to be delivering food topless. They're calling it...
Wait, is that safe, though?
Sure.
Is that it?
What are you more worried about? I mean, coronavirus or food poisoning? They're calling it Boober Eats.
Oh.
Get it?
What's the name of the place?
Lucky Devil Lounge.
Okay.
They have a full food menu and non-alcoholic drinks like ginger beer and Red Bull available for delivery. And kind of the same process that a lot of other places have set up their takeout and delivery situations. But when the food shows up, you're not greeted by, you know, some bro in jeans and a hoodie. You're greeted by a topless woman. And we have some live sound from a Boober Eats delivery.
Hi there. Thanks for calling Boober, the boob delivery service.
That guy's psyched that his wife just saw him in the news.
Listen, we can't ignore any sector of this economy.
It said that everybody's going to struggle.
Strippers, right. Oftentimes, they may have others that are depending on them when it comes to food on the table. So
they got to go to college like everybody else.
Is Magic City closed, Wig?
No.
Not yet. If you need another laugh, the audio of the Australian teacher that caught the kid. Have you seen this?
Yes.
It's so funny.
This is disturbing. There was a, they were doing a law lecture at a college in Australia. And apparently they were recording the lecture. And in the middle of it, whoever was giving the lecture noticed that a female student was providing a service for a male student.
Oh, wow. Hand angel?
yeah, she
from
was
the old show, we can refer to her as a hand angel.
She was a hand angel.
Okay.
And she was doing the OPHJ.
Okay. She put it from first gear to second gear.
Right. And you'll hear during because this was recorded, you'll hear the professor who notices what's going on.
Let's go a bit more into term.
Oh my god. Give me a minute, guys. I just want to bleach my eyes and my brain. I love you all, but give me one sec. We're going to have a talk now.
Jesus.
If you'd like to spend time with your partner. I'm sure that there's an empty cinema around here still trying to make the movie Cats work. It's empty. Go for your life. And this is the second time I'm saying this in my career. No below the belt touching in my lecture theater, please.
Hello.
Those lectures, they can be long and boring.
Right. I mean, you need a little pick-me-up. it's like, you know, if you got a baby and it's like, all right, kid needs to be breastfed. It's like, you know, it's...
Oh. It's a necessity.
It's part of life.
When it comes to health,
it's just part of life.
It's a necessity.
Can I bring up a Belichick hypocritical moment this morning?
Yeah.
According to Dan Graziano just now on Get Up, that there is an expectation around most people in the league that Belichick is going to want to stay with the Patriots long enough to surpass Don Shula to be number one in the all-time wins list. So Mr. Do It For The Team is looking to have a record to
himself. Well, I hope he's going to coach for the next 10 years. That's how long it's going to take.
I mean, you can't stand the guy. It's amazing to me. You're obsessed with him.
I have a deep love for Tom Brady, and Belichick is the reason that Tom Brady is no longer here.
Not the Tom Brady has nothing to do with that. The dissolution, the falling apart of that relationship.
He tried to meet him halfway.
Curtis is right, though, right? Usually there's somebody who got to like kind of say, all right, I'm going to extend that olive branch and let's see if we can work this thing out. Who do you think in this case would you say would be more likely to do that, Tom or Bill?
I guess you're saying that because Bill is essentially the manager and Tom is the employee in the situation, it should be Bill, right?
Well, I mean, I would think that maybe, you know, it should be Bill based on the personality. And say,
well, is he lying in his statement upon Tom's departure when he says he loves him? Is that a lie?
I don't think that's a lie. No, I don't think that's a lie. I think he has a lot of love for Brady and everything he's done. I think that statement, you know, was true. But he still looked at him as just another employee. You're one of 53. And I don't think you could do that with everybody. And that's probably why we're at where we are right now. It's because there are some people that have just got to a certain point in their career that you have to treat them differently. And if you don't see that, then I think you got to be able to evolve as a coach, employer, whatever it may be.
But I don't think he's ever going to change when it comes to that kind of thing. I mean, that's what he does, is nobody is above the team, not even Tom Brady.
Well, he was able to.
Nobody's interests are above the interests of the team. Now, Curtis is saying accept his because the guy wants to keep coaching so he can beat Shula's record.
And by the time he gets to Shula's record, he'll have 15 family members on the staff.
I mean, I understand that point. Greg, I understand that point where you try to do it that way. But you're able to do it that way because your quarterback is a big part of why you're able to kind of impose nobody's above the team because he buys into it.
Right. So there was a point where Tom Brady bought into that, and when it came to that atmosphere or mm-hmm. that environment, he was a leader on that.
Yes.
He said, yes, you know what? This is the Patriot way.
Right.
I'm Tom Brady, but I'm not above that. I'm not above working. I'm not above working hard. I'm not above practicing all the time. I'm not above putting the team first.
Right.
I'm not above that when it comes to theoretically taking less money so we can get better players in here. But did Tom Brady at some point become somebody who wasn't on board with that anymore?
Sooner or later, everybody.
When it came to OTAs?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know about OTAs, but sooner or later, people do evolve. The same way Belichick treated Lawrence Taylor differently when he was the defensive coordinator than he treats his players now. But sooner or later, you evolve as a player, and that evolution is based on success.
And when he evolved in that way, when he started to put family first, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, right.
But I don't know that Bill does that. I mean, you're talking about a guy who still, you know, sleeps at the facility 3 to 4 days a week or something. You know, when you evolve in that way, do you not put yourself in a position where you're no longer?
But do you think Tom,
the guy who's the leader on that?
No, but do you think Tom was a guy that was unprepared? Maybe even if he missed OTAs, do you think he was a guy that came in, he was unprepared, he was out of shape?
I don't know. I'm not an expert, so I hate.
I mean, what do your eyes tell
offering
you?
These opinions? Well, there are some who say.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And had he been there this year for OTAs,
so Bill
his connection with the receivers would have been better.
But how would
Nikhil Harry would have come along?
How
quicker.
Would Bill have treated him? Would it have been
maybe he would have treated him? Maybe if he didn't maybe if there was no Alex Guerrero, then, you know, maybe the, if they didn't have to fight about whether he could be treating everybody, whether he could ride team plane wise, then maybe that they wouldn't have come to that point. I don't know.
Well, if you're Brady and you've done all Brady's done for Belichick over the years, and you get this issue with Alex Guerrero, wouldn't you say, so Belichick, you can hire your son as our defensive coordinator, but I can't have a trainer around the team?
This is David from Boston. What's up, David?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, before I make my comment on the Patriots, I think you got to take that comment from the Australian teacher that found the under-the-table action and splice it together with an old quote from Steve Irwin about, oh, look at that monster! I'd be interested in your thoughts with, so I'm a Miami fan, but not as malicious as the last guy. I've been fortunate to not have to worry about football for the past 20 years. Do you think that with a lot of the Patriots that are signing elsewhere in the league, do you think that is driven by the fact that Tom signed elsewhere, or do you believe that because they were going to be signing elsewhere because of economics, that made Tom want to leave a little bit more?
I think it's driven by Tom Brady's I don't know. I think it's driven by money,
yeah,
and the fact that other teams are willing to overpay for guys.
Oh, well, they're willing to pay
Bill
more.
Bill is not.
Bill, that's what kind of got Brady. That's part of what got Brady is he didn't want to. He put a Bill puts a price tag on you, but he's not coming off that price tag. He wants you to come down to his level, and you see a lot of guys go elsewhere. They're like, and you know, unfortunately, Brady happened to be one of them price tag casualties.
Here's a 617 text that says, didn't you treat LB differently than you would treat others who screwed up like he did?
Yeah, that wasn't really Greg.
I suppose. That
yeah, but everybody's treated differently, right?
We put up a lot.
But LB also had very specific reasons for why those things were happening.
Yes.
That you have to look at.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, I think that you make exceptions for exceptional people, and
right.
But there comes a point where you can't, you know, you're doing that to the detriment of your,
exactly.
of your business.
Not. I don't think it always. I don't think that's always the case.
It depends on what the exception is. So
right, if the person's exceptional and they're doing great things, then that's not really hurting the business, is it?
No, if they continue, but if you feel like the exception that the person wants is contributing to less success than the organization needs to have, then the value of the person drops. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that. But did you feel that way about Brady? I mean, you're talking about a team that was 12-4, was one dumb game away, and I don't think it had anything to do with Brady on why they lost to Miami.
And do you think that Brady feels that Belichick had his back during Deflategate?
No.
Okay, no. So that is a huge crisis point for Brady, about loyalty.
Who deflated the footballs?
Oh, my God. It was a nothing story. It was a total zero on the grand scheme of things.
You are absolutely right.
And Bill Belichick said, I don't know about Tom and how he likes his footballs.
Do you think that there's any chance that Bill Belichick was doing what was the right thing for the team because he felt like should he be the one who took the fall for that he would be gone, gonged, not around based on Spygate?
He could feel that way, but he was the one who put himself in that position. Brady didn't tell him to go spy on other team signals.
Here's a text that says, did Greg just call Tom Brady a detriment to the New England Patriots? No, I didn't.
Yep.
No,
that's what it sounded like to me.
No,
yep. No, I didn't.
No,
you did.
Oh, God.
Tom, are you listening? Tom. Hey, Tom. Tom, what do you think about Greg Hill calling you a detriment to the team, Tom?
Not allowed to ask questions. Curtis wants to run Bill Belichick out of town, which is the most.
You're burning Brady in effigy in the studio.
I am not. The man is. I love the man. Absolutely love him.
Don't sound like that.
You've been briefed.
I can't. I can't with this. I can't win. A shelter in place somewhere at a breakfast spot. You can't even go out and have breakfast. I mean, that's one of the worst things going on in this whole thing is that you're not allowed to have breakfast at a restaurant anymore. Hello, Derek. Hey, Derek. All right. Derek is going to be sad when he realizes that he could have been on the show. This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, Jerry?
I was listening to Wiggy a few minutes ago. There was a conversation about who should have extended the olive branch to who. Mm-hmm. Between Belichick and Brady. First of all, Wiggy, mm-hmm. does anybody realize that you were the guy that caught the ball to put them in field goal position to win that Super Bowl against the Rams? Has anybody else picked up on that?
Yes, we do, because he mentions it every chance he gets.
Well, there was a caller who called in yesterday and had spoke highly of me.
Yes,
so
Wiggy
yes.
began the dynasty.
I actually saw it myself the other day, and I couldn't wait to thank you for that. And by the way, there was a face mask not called in that play, too, but whatever. It is what it is. So here's my thing. Obviously, the answer is that the Belichick should have been reaching out and doing his best. And the reason I would say that is, I guess, how many extensions does Brady have to take to open up salary to bring in other players over the course of 20 years? How many seasons did he have to play with the type of offensive weapons he had to play with, comparatively speaking, when you look at some of the other quarterbacks in the league? And I get that they had great depth, and I get all that, but... the stuff he did was amazing with less. He obviously played with lesser talent and took pay cuts and took extensions to, you know, even if he was getting the money for over long periods of time. Like, I don't understand how that doesn't seem to be taken into consideration for the folks who just can't wait to back Belichick. He's a great coach, but without Brady, I don't think that train runs. So, but not only that, by the way, I also think that him being married to Giselle and having the type of money she had kind of allowed Brady the ability to do that. So, in fact, I think Belichick should be writing a thank you letter to...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
To Giselle as well.
Maybe. I mean, listen, one of the positive things that has come from this is we will, for once and for all, be able to put to rest who it is.
Oh, man, Bill, I cannot wait.
Bill and Tom, right?
I think we'll be able to.
Sundays next year, when you have two games that you have to watch every weekend with Brady with the Bucs and Belichick with the Pats, is going to be phenomenal.
And who as a Pats fan, you're sick. To your stomach.
Oh, no, you're not. You're a Bucs fan. Let's go Tampa. You know, I got two club seats.
You sit there and think about that.
But who is your guess when it comes to who has a better season?
Oh, Brady, by far.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, but it's because the team is not really prepared to still be successful. When you look at this Patriots team, you're losing a ton of players. You lost the best quarterback that keeps you out of situations. You're putting a kid in there, potentially, who was a rookie fourth-round draft pick, and this is going to be his second year with no experience, and you're basically handing him the keys.
Yeah. All right.
So it's going to be growing pains, where Brady's going to a team that has a ton of talent on both sides of the football and a decent
– And he's building a super team. Everybody wants to go there. So, all right. Are we going to have time for a rare content replay on the Stiz Grimy toilet paper wrap?
Yes, okay. Yes.
We will do that when we come back, and we'll get to the crossover as well coming up here at WEEI.
I got two roles, one for the house and one for the road. I got two roles, one when I'm chilling and one for the go. Think I need two more line cutting. Wipe it. Need some, I'm white, wipe it. Police coming, I'm white. I got two rolls, one for the house and one for the road. I got two rolls, one when I'm chilling and one for the go. Think I need two more. Line cutting, I'm white, wipe it. Police coming, I'm white, wipe it.
selling up at Costco. Oh my God, it's awful. Everybody coughing. I don't mean to sound hostile, but it looks like you got the corona, man. If you sweating, please keep your distance. Trump said you catch it in an instant. That toilet paper's mine, so where is it? You can check the shelves when I'm finished. If you think you get it first, then you tripping. An elderly man cut me, so I tripped him. These canned goods I've been eating just kicked in. Oh my God, I think I feel something dripping. Stomach feeling swole. Nowhere left to go. I just bought another roll. I got two rolls, one for the house and one for the road. I got two rolls, one when I'm chilling and one for the go. Think I need two more. Line cutting, I'm white, wiping. Eat something, I'm white, wiping. Police coming, I'm white, wiping. I got two rolls, one for the house and one for the road. I got two rolls, one when I'm chilling and one for the go. Think I need two more. Line cutting, I'm white, wiping.
That's our very own Stiz Grimey. Dale, is that a smash it or trash it?
I thought it was really good.
Okay, all right, you're happy with that.
Yeah, so I'm very impressed.
We were wondering earlier what your thoughts would be, and you're giving it a smash.
This whole thing, this social distancing, and my wife and I staying at home and all that's been fine. We're going to be fine. That was the first time where it was a little depressing. You see people my age and older literally grab their carriage and sprint to the toilet paper section to find empty aisles, and somehow they thought it was going to be there or something.
Yeah.
You saw people who were 30, 35 years old who clearly knew they weren't supposed to be there, but counted on the fact that nobody would be checking IDs, and hey, damn it, I got to get my stuff, and they're going to let the old folks get in at 6. I'm going in at 6. It was depressing this morning.
Most supermarkets are allowing older folks in early now. Is that the way that's working?
I don't know if it's every day. I know the Stop and Shop where I went to, I think it's Thursdays from 6 to 7:30. I got there at like 5 of 6, and it was already packed. There are certainly certain areas of the store that are empty. Toilet paper, paper towels, the meat aisle. You know, there's nothing in there. At one point, I saw a man come out from the back with one of these carriage things piled high with cardboard boxes. And the cardboard boxes all said Purdue on it. And folks were literally standing around him waiting for him to take the chicken out of the box. He couldn't even get it onto the shelf before people were taking it out of his hand.
And Shaw's actually is doing this every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. They have it shopping for elderly,
great,
too.
Great. Nice.
Yeah. Well, that's a
and by the way, if you're 30, 35 years old, don't be an ass.
They're
doing this for a reason. The people who are most at risk and who are very nervous, a lot of older folks, a lot older than me, you know, wearing masks in there, and they're very concerned and very upset. Don't be a jerk. You know, you'll find your other time when you can go out and get your big-ass bag of Doritos. And...
Well, wait a minute. Don't shame Dorito eaters.
That's going to be a gold-level drop.
Well, it should be,
You'd think instead of grabbing the toilet paper, they would go grab the vitamins and all the stuff to help with the immune system.
We actually might have some good news on the coronavirus front here, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
James Todaro, MD, no blue check mark. I have no idea if he's actually real or not, but... Mm. He tweeted that they have a breaking research clinical trial that proved 100% of the patients were virologically cured after 6 days of treatment.
On treatment?
Chloroquine and hydro, God in heaven, cannot pronounce these words, but they...
Is that the one that they're saying if you add a Z-Pack to it, it works
basically,
even better?
Yes.
Greg now has the advantage.
I'm patient zero on the Z-Packs.
You love the Z-Pack.
You've been all over me, Danielle, for years about this. Z-Pack. For years.
Z-Pack is hard to get, man.
So the Z-Pack is the azithromycin.
Mm-hmm. It's an antibiotic.
It's hard to get, though.
Yeah.
Yes, the effect of this study is reinforced by the azithromycin. That's the last sentence of this conclusion. Mm-hmm.
Who knew this whole thing? It would be cured by what I've been using for years.
Yeah.
The Z-Pack.
The Z-Pack is great.
I hate to be that guy, but But Chris, you trust a guy with no blue check mark whose name you've never heard before?
I mean, honestly, it's a lot of bad news out there, Dale, and you just were yelling at 30-year-olds, so I just tried to lighten the mood a little bit.
You got a point. I can't even argue with that.
How do you get the Z-Pack, though? You got to be connected to get that
thing.
You got
to know somebody at the
You got to have a concierge doctor.
You got a good connection. Right there. I've gotten the Z-Pack
before. You got to have a guy.
I have gotten the Z-Pack before.
Every time I get a cold or...
That's it.
Three days later after the
Z-Pack, you're fine.
It cures it.
Yep.
Greg gets a cold, he waits until 2 days before it will be gone anyway. Then he gets an antibiotic and thinks that's what cured him. Meanwhile, he's developing ridiculous resistance to it. It's fine. This is fine.
No, I'll co-sign you on the Z-Packs. I know how those things work, man.
I mean,
those are legit.
Who knew?
Doctors don't want to give them to you.
No, you got to be in a special group of people to get those. It's like getting tested for coronavirus. You got to be an NBA player.
Exactly.
Well, no, or a celebrity.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, near as I can tell, Idris Elba, Tom Hanks.
Right.
They all get tested immediately.
And basketball players.
And NBA players. Nobody else gets tested. Dale, when do you think, I asked this question earlier, I was surprised by what everybody thought. When do you think the first sporting event in this country with fans is played? If you had to
July.
Call. July? Wow.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see it until July. And by the way, that's an optimistic assessment on my part, because I think that initially you may have sporting events without fans. But if I was a guessing man right now, I'd say July.
Wow.
See, then that means, and I'm not saying, I feel like if there's not going to be any fans to July, then that means the restaurants are not going to open up.
When do you think the restaurants open back up again, Dale?
July.
Really?
Yeah.
The malls are not going to open up to July.
At least through the end of May for me. That's what I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because you see April 7th coming around. They're going to reassess. And by that time, we'll probably have an explosion in the number of cases. So, or the number of tested cases, as Wiggy referred to
earlier. Is Forever 21 going to reopen?
Probably not till July.
Everyone in that shopping demographic will have retired by the time Forever 21 reopens.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dale, what do you guys...
King's going to join us at 10:30. We'll talk about the Brady contract. Evidently, they found a doctor in New York that both sides trust. The physical will get done today, and the contract will get done today. And we'll talk about this whole idea of NBA players getting tested when others can't. NHL players, too, I guess. But Kendrick Perkins will join us at 1:10 today. I love talking to Perk. He's a lot of fun.
But that's all celebrities, right? NBA players, celebrities. Think about it. They're all getting tested. Yeah. If you're in that category of people,
But it's a waste of tests. I mean, isn't it? I mean,
yeah. How about saving them for the people who need them?
Yeah.
If you're asymptomatic, but you're just getting a test just to make sure, you're a nitwit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, but
those guys are saying they could have played a 7-game series while they had it.
But think about the people that were getting tested. I know they had a drive-up place in Somerville. They had one down at the Cape. Think about most of those people that were driving up were probably, you know, feeling fine, maybe a little bit of a, you know, stuffy, runny nose. But you should, in order to get tested, you must have, like...
But that's the kind of thing that they're missing the boat on, is making it clear, unless I've missed it, on who should go get tested.
Right.
Right.
Like, do you have a clear indication, Dale, on who should get tested? I mean, if you have symptoms, are you supposed to go and get a test?
I think that if a doctor... If you present yourself to a medical professional, he tests you for flu, he tests you for whatever, and then he says, you know what, I need to test you for COVID-19, it should happen.
Right.
And unfortunately right now it's not in all places, because doctors themselves, even when they think they have a patient who needs a test, aren't able to get one.
You should know, right? We've all been sick. Like, you should know, do I got a little bit of just a regular cold, or is my temperature, am I sweating, am I having
the
chills?
The shortness of the breath is like the real indicator.
Yeah, shortness of breath. Like, you should know, like, okay, I'm probably going to need to get tested for this but the problem now is, forget about it, because everybody's panicked. If they take one shortness of breath, they think they got coronavirus.
I think the other issue here, quite honestly, is there are so many people out there who are asymptomatic and are carrying it. And you know, some of these spring breakers just can't quite grasp this concept. You know, they are carrying it back to their moms and their dads and their aunts and uncles and grandparents.
Correct.
But damn it, they're living their life. So that's
well, they should stay away from their. They should, you know, you should stay away from all older people.
Yeah. You should.
Period. Take 2 weeks. Say, hey, mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, I can't come see you for 2 weeks.
Well, based on the video that you've seen of these people, do you think any of them can rub two brain cells together to come up with that great thought?
And if I get corona, I get corona.
You think that guy knows he should stay away from mom and dad for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, that is true. He'll be all over his grandmother kissing her.
Dale,
yeah.
before we go, what about NHL playoffs? Do you think think they'll happen?
I think the players' plan that has been floated out there may end up being the real deal. Training camp in July. Your Stanley Cup playoffs may well be August and September. Take October off. Start the new regular season in November.
Wow.
But crazy. Will there be fans? So you think fans?
They're saying August, September is their playoff plan.
Okay.
I mean, in a perfect world, and we don't know how this is going to play out, yes, you'd have that with fans there.
I think if you're going to have sports come back when the fans come back. When they're able to have fans.
Yeah,
I don't think you'll see any sporting events with no fans.
And the reason that I disagree with you, Wiggy, is that there's too much TV money involved for both the players and the teams. They need the TV money, so even if they can't get ticket sales, they need the TV money badly.
Mm. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.